Welcome to The Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music, laughter, and hopefully some insight. I'm DJ Night Music Christopher Heineman. I'm here with DJ Ali Baba, Ali Ghazani, and DJ Peachy Beats is also here with us tonight. Tonight's guest is local singer-songwriter Julian Lavoie on CITR.ca, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. From Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land, Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. You're listening to Adam Shake for the Heart of the Earth. And we often share a prayer on the Medicine Show. And I thought tonight we'd look at one of the most famous prayers of all time, the Lord's Prayer, as prayed by Jesus in the Bible. It begins with Our Father. And this language is informal, but rather familiar and even affectionate. It's most like Dad or Daddy. The essence of this prayer is turning our heart toward God. Our tendency is to do the opposite, to turn our hearts to whatever thing we think is going to satisfy us, whatever object we've turned into some ultimate fix, including ourselves, the thing we most often objectify and mistakenly worship. The Lord's Prayer goes against our human nature to set ourselves up as a God, to, through the force of our will, create our own kingdoms and exalt ourselves, to go about life as if we don't need anyone or anything, including God, individualism pathologized. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus is reorienting us to remember the truth that life is about the maker of life and our service to him and our neighbors, becoming other-focused. And the truth is that we need God. We, in fact, desperately need God for forgiveness of wrongs done by us, for the capacity to forgive wrongs done to us, for deliverance from the reality of evil, for even our basic existence. The essence of the Lord's Prayer is to refocus our hearts and affections to God, putting in the ultimate place in our hearts the all-giving, living creator of the universe, our one and only truly good and loving Daddy, lifting up his name in affectionate regard and acknowledging our need for him. You may be familiar with this prayer, but listen to it again with these things in mind. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our wrongdoings, as we forgive those who do wrong against us. Deliver us from evil, for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We'll be right back with Julian Lavoie on The Medicine Show. And here is Whenever God Shines His Light, by Van Morrison.
put your feet back, on higher ground.
Higher ground.
Welcome back to The Medicine Show. We're broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. And what song were we just listening to there, DJ Peachy Beats?
Dream About the Future. The band was called The Apples on Stereo.
Right on. Thanks very much. And now in the studio we have Julian Lavoie. And Julian has been playing guitar for 8 years. And aside from a few lessons here and there, he mostly taught himself by ear and through YouTube videos. He has been working as a line cook in a Bulgarian cafe since he graduated high school last summer. He plays guitar in a jazz funk band, and they have yet to play their first show. Welcome to The Medicine Show, Julian.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure. How are you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. Flustered. Couldn't find the building, so I had to run around trying all the doors once I did find it. And
yeah.
Apparently I broke in. I didn't mean to, but I just turned the lock and the door was open. And some guy was like, "How the hell did you get in here?"
So, yeah, it's a pretty confusing place here. It's huge, eh?
It's a bit weird.
So your name, is the origin French? Where's your family from?
My family's all from Canada. My mom's dad is French. My dad's dad is French. And the rest is kind of just random. Mixed European countries.
Cool, man, cool.
But we've all been here for quite a few generations.
Right on. So do you want to play a song right away? You ready?
I probably need to tune up a bit first. I don't want to
play
completely out of tune.
Well, how about we go to a commercial, and we'll be right back with Julian Lavoie on The Medicine Show.
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Park. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
And we're back on The Medicine Show. Live in the studio, we have Julian Lavoie, and he's going to play one of his original songs called Fly Away?
Yeah.
Cool, man. Go for it.
Changes at all. Some people don't seem to mind it. Tonight I'll see, but I won't be satisfied till I'm gone. Oh, I've got to find somewhere, love. Won't you come with me? I don't know where I'm going. with me.
All right.
Thank you.
Julian Lavoie on The Medicine Show. That was great, man.
Thank you.
Did you write that recently, or?
Like a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. I don't know exactly how recently, but.
No way. And how old are you?
19.
No way. That's really cool, man. The same as Ali, yeah. 19, yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Well, he's not.
He acts like he's maybe 9. What do you think?
No, I'm 9 years old, though.
He's less than that, yeah.
Less than that.
No, probably older than that.
All right, we're gonna hear a song from the band Beach House here called Zebra, and we'll be right back on The Medicine Show. Thank you. We're back on The Medicine Show with Julian Lavoie in the studio. And you were telling me that you're starting a new band.
Yes, well, I've been in the band for 4 months, but we haven't really been doing too much in the way of getting ourselves out there or figuring stuff out about our band. It's just kind of jamming at this point.
Right on.
But it is a lot of fun, and I like the sound a lot more in this band and just the general energy of the band, much more than the other bands I've been in.
Very cool. So it's a jazz funk kind of thing.
Something like that. It's hard to put labels on your band when it's all like original material.
Yeah.
I think also when you're a songwriter, when you're just starting out as a songwriter, you don't really write songs in a specific genre. You just kind of write songs.
Yeah.
I think probably later on, once you've decided what your genre is, then you start writing songs in that genre.
Yeah, totally.
But right now, I mean, the closest thing I could say is jazz and funk. Or that's where most of our influences come from.
Right on. Yeah, and then sometimes people you work with in pre-production and things like that will put new spins on it.
Yeah, they'll like let you know, hey, this is actually rock and roll. And it's like, what?
We just
had no idea.
Yeah, we just saw a Sarah McLachlan concert, and she played, I couldn't even tell you what the song was. That's the worst. but she played the song that everybody knows, but it has this really, really peppy backbeat to it. And she's like, I'm going to play it without that. And she played it on the piano, all moody and stuff.
And it was just a completely different experience. I actually went to the Sarah McLachlan School of Music.
No way.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I had the chance to meet her and take a picture with her. And the two pictures I got with her, I was making a ridiculous face. And so I don't want to show it to anyone.
That's often the way that kind of thing ends up going.
I can't prove to anyone that I've met her, but I have.
Here in the studio this evening, we have my daughter, Niana, also known as DJ Peachy Beats. And she has that name because she goes to the Sarah McLachlan School of Music right now, isn't that right?
Wow.
Yeah.
What are you learning right now? Guitar?
No, I do the turntables.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Junior Sound Lab, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I would have liked to have taken classes like that, but I was stuck in just regular old guitar class.
Darn. And nothing came of it at all.
Nothing came.
We actually got to meet Sarah McLachlan too as well.
Mm-hmm. I was like,
pretty cool.
I was like daydreaming.
She says it was like that scene in the Lego movie where Emmett sees Lucy for the first time, and it's just everything's all... And she was just staring at her. Wow, it's Sarah McLachlan. It's a pretty neat story.
It's weird seeing people that you've seen like on TV or in videos or heard their voice so many times.
Totally.
Actually seeing them, and it's hard to find words to...
Yeah, I met Samuel Jackson once. I was in Long McQuaid that was downtown. It's not there anymore. And I was walking through, and I heard this black guy talking, a black man's voice. And I said in my head to myself, that sounds like Samuel Jackson. And then my very next thought was, oh, that's so racist. Every black guy sounds like Samuel Jackson. But it was him.
It was actually him. I would be kind of scared to approach him just because of the role he played in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of the roles he played.
A lot of the roles he
very
played.
Very intimidating guys. I don't know if I'd feel comfortable going up to him.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a nice guy.
I was in the position where this is the very first celebrity I'd ever met, and I was just like, I got to say something to this guy, but this doesn't translate. I've spent hours watching this guy's movies. I kind of know him. He's never seen me before.
Yeah.
It's not a two-way relationship. So I went up to him, and they were handing him this little instrument case, and I said, what do you got there, a violin? And he said, no, that's a mandolin. And I was like, cool, you want to go jam? And he was like, oh, no, I don't know how to do that. And I had a guitar on my back, and he was like, or I said, well, I could teach you. He said, oh, no, it's too late for that. And that was pretty much the end of the conversation. But
so close.
Yeah.
I at least went up and approached the very intimidating and awesome Mr. Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
But anyways, cool. You got another song you want to play?
I do have another song, yes.
Very cool. Julian Lavoie on The Medicine Show playing Way It Goes.
Way It Goes, The Way It Goes. I don't know.
Very cool.
Which one it will be.
Thank you.
Thank you. Julian Lavoie on The Medicine Show. Very cool. All right, we're going to listen to a song by Grizzly Bear. The song actually features the singer from the band Beach House we were just playing before as well, Veronica LeGrand. So we'll listen to that, and we will be right back on The Medicine Show. back on the Medicine Show. That was Grizzly Bear with 2 weeks. And we have Julian Lavoie live in the studio with us tonight. How's it going, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. Right on. Less flustered now.
Good. Glad to hear it. Settling in. That's good stuff. So when you write songs, what is your motivation? What are some of your inspirations?
Well, usually I kind of close my eyes and kind of empty my mind and wait for something like an image or an idea to pop in, and I'll just kind of go with that. Or I will just pick a key and play around until I have something I like, and then I'll figure out other chords in that scale that I can use. Really technical, really boring. I prefer the first way.
And what are some of your favorite things to write about? What do you...
Oh, I don't know. Love, discontent with anything that I can be discontent about. I don't know. Just whatever I'm feeling in that day. If I've had a nice day, if I've gone on a nice date or something, maybe that would inspire me. Or it might even inspire me a week later to write a song about that day or just how that day made me feel.
Very cool. So what are you going to play for us next?
This is one of those songs, one of those cheesy love songs. I actually wrote it for my jazz funk band to try to break us more into the jazz feel. I wrote it like 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we haven't played it yet. We played it once maybe, but I don't know if they like it that much. Or maybe it's just too complicated. I purposefully added extra chords in there to make it sound more jazzy.
Right on. Maybe it's a future solo project or something.
Maybe. Maybe it sounds better, just guitar and vocals.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll see. Anyways, this is called Time Well Spent.
Hey, Julian, that's a great song, man.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed that. There was a bar or two in there of what song is that? You know what I'm talking about? It's like from a Woody Allen movie, every Woody Allen movie or something. Mm. I don't know. Some very, anyways, very, very cool.
Did you ask a question, Julian?
No.
Thank you. I want to ask, is your style, you singing very slightly and soft? Okay.
Yeah. I used to be in a rock and roll band where I would sing really loud and I would hurt my voice. And after I left that band, didn't really sing very much. And when I started singing again, I could only really sing in like a really quiet kind of voice. Like anytime I tried to sing loud like I did before, I'd have these unbearably embarrassing voice cracks. Like, I scared my dog today doing that, practicing one of these songs. I tried to sing louder and I had this horrible voice crack and the dog ran to the door and was whimpering. So I decided I would not share that with anyone today. Sorry to say.
Aww. No, it's very good, and because in the sometimes you're singing and it mixed with your playing. It's very nice. Yeah?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, on the theme of love, we're going to play a song by Ray LaMontagne. I think that's how you say his name. Called You Are the Best Thing on The Medicine Show. We're back on the Medicine Show, and we're going to commercials, so we'll talk to you soon.
With summer encroaching, I, the sun, attain the height of my powers. Now I will pass solar judgment on this pitiful city. Forests, burn! Ocean, burn! Yoga Fest, burn! What's this? Discorder Magazine. Ooh, ah.
Discorder July August Summer issue featuring articles on Leisha Sets, Tempest, Eileen Bryant, Gal Grayson, and an art feature by Puppy Teeth, plus much more. Find Discorder around Vancouver at cafes, venues, record stores, and online at discorder.ca. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, the Astoria Audio Pile, Davie Street Party, Don't Argue Pizzeria, Hastings Crossings BIA, Castellano Block Party, Live Van, Pressing Matters, Redgate, Reggae Fest, the Rickshaw Theater, the Rio Theater, Rifflandia, Shindig, Victory Square, Vinyl Records, and Zipcar. It's not getting any zippier than that.
This alone shall be saved. As will the rest.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
We're back in the Medicine Show with Julian Lavoie. And what are you going to play for us now, Julian?
I'm going to play a Beatles cover.
Cool. Go
it's
for
one
it.
Of George's songs called Long, Long, Long.
All right. Thanks very much, Julian.
No problem.
You gonna stick around for maybe one more song?
Yeah, one more song, I'll say.
Cool. All right. Well, we're gonna listen to a Johnny Cash song here. Him covering Simon and Garfunkel's song, "The Bridge Over Troubled Water," and we'll be right back on the Medicine Show.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you, I'll take your part. When darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Sail on, silver girl. Sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine. Oh, if you need a friend, I'm sailing right behind, like a bridge over troubled water,
back on the Medicine Show. We're broadcasting from CITR 101.9 FM on CITR.ca in Vancouver from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. And we're in the studio with Julian Lavoie. How's it going, Julian? You ready to play another song?
Yes, I think I am.
Awesome. Let's go for it.
All right, cool.
Yes, and our silent DJ this evening is DJ Ali Baba. Anyways, let's go for it.
I'm so tired and question. My love, I've been wandering, worrying. Thank you.
Way to go. That's a great song, Julian.
Thank you.
On The Medicine Show, we're broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
Yes.
Eventually, we'll get videos happening here. We'll so I'll translate to that. So we're gonna hear a song here by a band called Incubus, but it's a very lesser-known song of theirs. It's called Aqueous Transmission. And after that, we'll be back with, I believe, one more song with Julian.
Yes.
On The Medicine Show.
One more.
in this boat alone, floating down a river named emotion. Will I make it back to shore or drift into the unknown? Transmissions will be sent when I am through. Maybe we could meet again further down the river and share what we both discovered, then revel in the view.
We're back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. This evening we've had Julian Lavoie in the studio. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for coming in, man.
No problem.
And you got one more song to go out on?
Yes.
Great. And what's it called?
It's a blues standard by Skip James called Hard Times Killing Floor Blues.
Great. Let's hear it.
I have no idea what that means.
Let's hope we never have to know.
Hard times here, and everywhere you go, times are harder than they've ever been before.
Great song.
Thank you.
Those are some mean bends there.
Thank you.
Right on, man.
I think I cut my finger a little bit, maybe.
I got blisters on my fingers. All right, we're going to go out here with a song. It's a duet by Jeff Martin from The Tea Party and Sarah McLeod from an Australian band called Super Jesus. And it's a cover mashup of a Civil War song and a Coldplay song, and it's called C'est la fixe. So, on the Medicine Show here tonight. Thanks for coming on, Julian.
Thanks for having me. It's been really fun.
Without me, going without me.
Like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends on Commercial Drive, like 10% off at Stormcrow Tavern, High Life Records, Audio Pile, Mintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband Tom and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it.
So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
We're back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. The next song we're going to play is by a band called Godspeed You Black Emperor, Canadian band with a long title. And their songs are long, and long titles to the songs as well. We're going to play a very small clip of this epic 22-plus minute track. And I'm just going to read this little piece I found online. I believe it's from the movie P.S. I Love You. And it really captures the essence of Godspeed the way I see them as well. So 2001 was a very intense and strange time. The anti-globalization movement was in full swing, and the future looked very, very bleak. I got swept up fighting, and I got to know the pain of tear gas and how it compared to the pain of my actual teenaged high school dropout tears. This record, Godspeed You Black Emperor's Lift Your Skinny Fists Like Antennas to Heaven, shattered my brain and heart. It was bigger than myself and the world and music. It's an album that is born out of hope and inspired by defeat. It is perfect. It saved me. And I believe it saved a lot of people from the brink of hopelessness. Skinny Fists was an everyday listen album for me for 2 years. It's like a weird satellite parent to me, and I'm forever grateful. Godspeed You Black Emperor on The Medicine Show.
Thank you.
Every Friday night, 11 to 12:30, the Medicine Show is broadcasting clean energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded territory on Musqueam land. Tune us next week for sure on the Medicine Show. We will have more live music.
That's DJ Ali Baba, Ali Ghazani. We also have DJ Peachy Beats, Nyana Heinemann here. And I'm DJ Night Music, Christopher Heinemann. Let's give thanks. Thanks to the Maker. Thank you to my wife, my daughters, my parents, my siblings, and to everyone listening out there in this beautiful city. Please let us know your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and through our website, themedicineshow.ca. We're going to leave you with the band Black Rebel Motorcycle Club and their song, Spread Your Love. Up next, I believe, is DJ Ray with the Late Night Show, so stick around.